Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a lot of stuff to talk about. As we predicted, booster mandates might be coming, and we already have a hospital that is mandating people get the booster. We'll tell you for which vaccine, why, and again, our risk of being under-vaccinated or unvaccinated despite our doing what we were told months prior. The FDA is looking a little deeper at the Moderna myocarditis risk as other countries have now banned and strongly recommended that teen and adolescent and young men don't use the Moderna vaccine. The FDA is now looking at that in terms of their warnings before they do their full authorization in the younger population. President Biden, I think, fell asleep at the climate summit, so we're going to talk about that. Jen Psaki tested positive for COVID. That makes big news. That, of course, yeah, people test positive for COVID. It happens. I'm not sure why it's a big headline. Apparently, men, there's a study saying men don't wash their genitalia correctly. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to teach you guys how to, I guess, wash your genitalia. It's American Lung Cancer Month, so we're going to be talking about lung cancer, one of the most common cancers still that affects us as a population. And then we're going to be taking your questions and your comments. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have to just start really quickly about Halloween because we just got out of Halloween. And it was fantastic, but it was really different from any other Halloween I've seen. First and foremost, I was actually the most scared in the family than all of us. I was the first person to get scared this Halloween. And we were at my friend's house, and I screamed. And my husband, like, runs into the room, going, what's wrong? What's wrong? Well, apparently, Dak Prescott didn't open for the Cowboys yesterday. It was Cooper Rush. And when I saw that, I screamed, right? Because I was really looking forward to the Dallas game, the Dallas and Viking game. And Cooper Rush pulled it off. Fantastic. I mean, you know, great team. I love the Cowboys. They all did good. Amari Cooper. Everybody did awesome. Zeke. But that was pretty scary. So first and foremost, I was the first person to get scared. Then, you know, my friend kept having to get up to give candy. And, you know, I wanted to give a break and I wanted to see the outfits. So kids were coming up to the door, and some of them were saying what I haven't heard in 40 years, trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. And I used to say that. I used to say, smell my feet. My feet weren't particularly stinky unless I wore tennis shoes. But it looks like, you know, the kids are still doing the, you know, blackmail and assault and vandalism that kids, you know, we allow them to do on Halloween, which is why Halloween is the coolest holiday, right? Because you threaten somebody with a trick. You threaten somebody, you know, having them smell your feet is assault. And then, you know, you get to zigzag across the street. These kids love crossing the street, which is dangerous. But, you know, they feel like they get to be outlaws. So the kids were all happy. But I stop them and I go, what's the trick? I mean, I'm giving you a trick, but what's actually the trick? You know, they just stood there dumbfounded. I'm like, well, what about toilet paper? You know, can you toilet paper our house? Now look at me. Why? I go, there's a toilet paper shortage. I'm actually looking forward to the toilet paper. And my friend is like, I don't want them TPing my house. And I go, I'll come and I'll get it from the trees because we need toilet paper. I mean, this is perfect. I mean, we're having a toilet paper shortage. We're having a labor shortage. We're having a supply chain crisis. And we have millions of kids running around the United States right now in the next few hours threatening to vandalize your house. Now, some of them might throw an egg, and egg prices went up. I mean, maybe I could, you know, make a contraption that could catch him. But I sure could use some toilet paper. So, you know, I gave him some suggestions on what to do, you know, in terms of toilet paper. I even gave him candy. I said, please bring us toilet paper. Okay, then I broke my friend's toilet seat. All I did was sit and go pee, and the toilet seat broke. Now, he said it was already broken, you know, before that, but I have never broken a toilet seat in half. I don't understand that. So that was just crazy. So then now it's my time to go trick-or-treating. Now, usually I go trick-or-drink, and I bring a, you know, glass around. I go to these neighbors who don't know who I am because I'm always at somebody else's neighborhood. And I'm like, you know, trick-or-drink. But this time I went as my costume was I'm unvaccinated. And so they go, what's your costume? And I'm like, well, I'm an unvaccinated person. Now, I expected people to slam the door and say, no service, right? No shirt, no service. I've gotten that before, no shirt, no service. But I expected people to just kick me out, whatever. Instead, they're like, ooh, I got something for you. And so at the end of the night, I had more hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in my trick-or-treat bag than I think any pharmacy. So it actually was just a very, very weird Halloween. It was cool. It was cool. And then, you know, we had to get up early. By the way, the whole parking lot, right, where my studio is empty, which means everybody must be hungover from Halloween. Remember, the CDC gave us the thumbs up that we could celebrate Halloween. The CDC said it's okay for the kids to celebrate Halloween, even though all this news and buildup has been about them needing to get the vaccine and them needing the mask mandates and all that. Apparently, they got so much flack last week about, you know, or last year about having virtual Halloween parties and costume contests online that the CDC said, go ahead and have Halloween. So interestingly, at my friend's house, there were only about 40 kids. I don't know how many kids usually come, but it did seem kind of light. And a lot of them were teenagers. A lot of them were older kids. And I love it when teenagers, do Halloween because it means they're collecting candy from the house. I mean, candy's expensive. We bought candy. We bought 7 pounds of chocolate. I left it in the front yard because we were going to go to our friends and I wasn't going to be there to pass out candy. And I didn't want the doorbell rung, you know, my dog going crazy. So I put the candy out and that was like, what, $50 worth of candy for like 7 pounds of chocolate. Yeah, I snuck some. I did, yeah. Yeah. Well, because what happens is one kid comes up and they dump all the chocolate. Last year or 2 years ago, they just took the bowl. I had this big, cute Halloween bowl. They just took the bowl. So this time we used a turkey basting foil thing. We put all the candy there. And I mean, just somebody took all the candy and just, you know. But you know what? Hey, if it helps the family and they get their chocolate fixed, I'm fine with that. But very interesting Halloween. Hope you guys had a great Halloween. Don't go away. We'll talk some medicine. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare Specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Jesus wants to know, what is the status of Dennis Prager? How's he doing? If you remember, Dennis Prager had COVID a few weeks back, and when he had done the show from home, and he had been unvaccinated, and he had said that he was going to be taking therapeutics, he had the monoclonal antibodies, and he was going to be on ivermectin, and he had been on hydroxychloroquine the whole time. And interestingly, this weekend I had looked up, and there was no real data. I reached out to one of his team members this weekend to see if he could come on the show. We haven't heard back yet. But I looked it up, and apparently on his Dennis PragerU show, he's fine. He's been back to work. He's absolutely fine. So I'm glad you asked, because this is something I did want to follow up on. Dennis Prager has been he's a conservative talk show host. Also, he's been in TVs and movies and No Safe Spaces. I think that was a movie he had done, talking about, freedom of speech. And he did his fireside chat, this PragerU fireside chat, entitled My COVID Experience. And he said that it was pretty minimal. He was out of work for a few days, had minimal repercussions from the virus. He didn't have a fever, but he did have chills. He had a cough, and he slept a lot. He said, I've had flu in the past that was much, much worse. He said, I believe in therapeutics because I follow the science. So what Dennis Prager got was the monoclonal antibody cocktail Regeneron, which is what President Trump got. He had been on hydroxychloroquine for about a year and a half from the beginning. He said he was on zinc, azithromycin, which is an antibiotic, Z-Pak, ivermectin. And a couple weeks back, when he was discussing his COVID experience, he said, I have done what a person should do if one is not going to get vaccinated. Now, a lot of people were looking at this because, of course, the media was, ripping into him for trying to get COVID on purpose because he had said he wanted to get natural immunity. And we've spoken about natural immunity. It looks like natural immunity is fantastic when combined with a vaccine. But we don't see a lot of studies on which immunity wanes faster, the vaccine immunity or the natural immunity. Originally, we were told your natural immunity to COVID was going to wane faster. And we know colds and flu don't really give you lifelong immunity, so we knew that would happen. But then we started to see that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine immunity dropped down to 3% by 6 months. Pfizer immunity dropped down to 20-30% in one study. Other studies are saying 50%. Moderna immunity dropped to about, 60% in some studies. So, natural immunity, I really think to get out of this pandemic, we're going to need a little bit of everything. We're going to need the vaccine. We're going to need natural immunity. We're going to need therapeutics. Fluvoxamine, we spoke about last week, the SSRI, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, has been found to have some, pretty fascinating data in terms of its efficacy to staving off COVID hospitalization. So I agree with Dennis Prager that we need to definitely look at therapeutics. I wouldn't say go and get COVID on purpose. I wouldn't, recommend being unvaccinated. I am a fan of the vaccine. I just don't recommend the mandates, which we're going to be talking about. Just to follow up on that, he's doing well, and I want him to do well. We all should want him to do well. He said, though, people had wanted him to die to prove that he was wrong. It's frightening how people are. I know people wanted, they were talking about how they wanted Trump to die. Just because he denied having that the virus existed and the virus was serious, I really believe that some people are going to be very, very lucky with this virus and some people are going to be very, very unlucky. Now, speaking of unlucky, I also think some people are going to be unlucky when it comes to their vaccine side effects. A study has come out today talking about how Americans who received the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine were 3.5 times more likely to get the rare blood clotting condition than the general population. Researchers found that 8.5 Johnson & Johnson recipients developed the clots for every 100,000 person years, compared to only 2.5 out of the general population. Women between ages 30 and 64 were more at risk. So, I don't know if you remember, but back in April, the authorization and the use of Johnson & Johnson was paused. It was paused about 10 days because the CDC and FDA had received reports of 6 cerebral venous sinus thrombosis blood clots in women. Now, they reversed their decision 10 days later, but they did put it down as a warning. So CVST is a dangerous clot in the dural vein. It impedes the draining of deoxygenated blood in the brain, and it basically causes a stroke. You have headache, body weakness, slurred speech, blurred vision, confusion, seizures, coma. Could go into a coma and you could even die if it doesn't get treated. So blood clots, like in the leg, can cause leg pain, leg swelling. If the blood clot moves to the lungs, could cause shortness of breath, chest pain. There's clots within the abdomen. Those could cause abdominal pain, splanchnic nerve, vein thromboses, abdominal pain. You know, you could get dizziness, all sorts of things. And so, obviously, researchers are trying to figure out what is so different about the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine versus the other ones. Even though blood clots could happen with, I believe, all the vaccines, Johnson & Johnson is the one that made the headlines. And so they believe it might have something to do with the adenovirus vector, where Johnson & Johnson uses an adenovirus to deliver DNA to the muscle cell. This adenovirus is supposed to be weakened so it doesn't make you sick or give you a cold. Then the DNA that the adenovirus brings into our cells' DNA tells them to make mRNA that will create the spike proteins necessary for our immune system to learn and then prepare for the spike proteins of an actual COVID virus. As opposed to the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna mRNA, that just brings the mRNA so the cell just starts working on it without having to wake up the nucleus. And so it's Johnson & Johnson was one of the most highly anticipated. I originally was very excited about it because it was just supposed to be a one-shot deal. I like that idea of a one-shot deal. But the Johnson & Johnson shot does have a higher incidence, and it is now one of the sources of the talk of booster mandates. Because if the Johnson & Johnson vaccine immunity drops down to 3% at 6 months, according to this one study in veterans, you're almost unvaccinated. So we're going to be talking about that in a little bit. Now, the FDA wants to eventually approve the Moderna vaccine for kids. They're asking for more time. So children between 12 and 17 may have to wait to be able to get the Moderna vaccine. They could still get the Pfizer vaccine. It's emergency approved for that age group with Pfizer. But it's because many countries have looked at the myocarditis risk and halted its use in that age group. If you remember, Denmark and Sweden, the under 30s were asked not to take the Moderna vaccine, known as Spikevax there, or anybody basically born after 1990, even though if they really, really wanted it, I guess they could, but I think in Ontario, Canada, they did something similar, where they said, guys, don't be getting the Moderna vaccine. That's for only, that was at the time for males. In Denmark and Sweden, it's anybody under age 30. And they were concerned that there was this increased myocarditis risk. So people kept asking, what's happening in America? Are they going to stop using Moderna for the under 30s in America? Are they going to give any guidance to males? And no. They're not, you know, as of September 22nd, I don't have more recent results. There was 1,541 reports of myocarditis and pericarditis among kids or among people age 30 and younger. Then when they did follow up, about half of them were legitimate cases. Yet in Canada, in Ontario, Canada, they found 1 in 5,000 in terms of numbers with it. So they didn't want to mess around. So now the FDA has to obviously give it some more scrutiny, because if they decide to say, all right, Moderna's safe, and then, you know, people get myocarditis, it's going to be a big cluster. So Moderna said the safety of vaccine recipients is of paramount importance to Moderna. The company is fully committed to working closely with the FDA to support the review and is grateful to the FDA for their diligence. So the government's review of Moderna's application is for the emergency use authorization, and they don't think it's going to be completed before January. So what are all these mandates about then for kids? Well, it would be the Pfizer. So the Pfizer vaccine would be the one that kids would get. Are there myocarditis risks with the Pfizer vaccine? We believe there are, but we think the Moderna shot is more. I don't think we had a breakdown of, I don't think the CDC has separated how many were from Moderna versus Pfizer. All right, so that's the latest on that. Keep listening. We got more to come. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Silver. has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies have agreed to tackle the critical and urgent threat of climate change. But angered activists by not offering commitments to limit global warming, it should be noted that China has announced they will continue to build coal power plants for roughly another decade. Wrapping up a summit in Rome, the leaders of the G20 pledged on Sunday to stop funding coal-fired power plants in poor countries, but set no timetable for phasing it out at home. A shooting at a Northern California city council member's home early Saturday morning has left one person dead and three others wounded. The shooting happened just after midnight after a fight broke out at a party in Gilroy at the home of council member Rebecca Armendariz. None of the victims have been identified, and it's unclear if a suspect has been arrested. Gilroy is the garlic capital of the world, east of San Francisco. USA Radio News. As the Virginia governor's race comes to a vote Tuesday, the Democrat candidate has been bringing out all the big guns, including President Obama and Biden. Shortly after Biden's speech, the Republican candidate jumped ahead of the Democrat in the polls. Americans continue to send President Biden poor grades on his actions.
Not only has President Joe Biden's approval rating fallen just to 42%, but 71% of Americans, even half of Democrats, say the country is headed in the wrong direction. That's according to the latest NBC News poll. The 42% approval is a 7-point drop since August, when Biden's military was completing its deadly and heavily criticized unconditional withdrawal from Afghanistan. Approval of Biden's handling of the economy has also dropped 7 points since August, as just 40% of Americans approve on that issue now. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Come on, let's start this Monday. We are USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So lung cancer is still the leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. We speak about lung cancer a lot, and November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. And so, you know, despite all our advancements and despite all the work we've done to cut, you know, smoking, lung cancer still exceeds other cancers. But what's fascinating is the treatments are getting better and better, and there's even lung cancer surgery now that could be done as out outpatient where you don't have to stay in the hospital afterwards. So speaking to us next about this is Dr. Samuel Kim, thoracic surgeon at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Kim, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Wow. I mean, a lot has changed since I've trained, where now there could be outpatient lung cancer surgery or surgery where you don't have to stay in the hospital. Talk to us about this.
Right. So, and as you know, and you know, there's a patient, so let's say, who developed lung nodule. It takes weeks, if not months, before they can see their specialist for the lung nodule. And if the specialist then say, well, you know, we're going to do a biopsy, that takes additional few weeks before we get the result back. And then the patient will then get referred to a surgeon like myself, then who's going to book the surgery weeks later. So whole process may take weeks, if not months. And as you know, the longer we wait for some of these nodules, there's a chance for cancer to progress. At the same time, imagine the anxiety of knowing that you have a lung nodule that could be a cancer, or the, you know, having your family members drive you back and forth between these places. So what A-plus surgery, that's the acronym for what we do, is the ambulatory precision lung surgery, where we get the patient who have a suspicious nodule or biopsy-proven lung cancer, bring them in while just under one general anesthesia, where patient using a 3D virtual map of your lung, we'll use a robotic catheter all the way down to where the nodule is, perform biopsy, and in real time know what it is, and perform a minimally invasive robotic or arthroscopic lung-sparing surgery. And what we find is that with these small lung nodules, we don't actually have to take entire upper lobe or a significant portion of the lung. We could do a lung-sparing operation to just take that segment of the lung that the cancer is involved, so that we spare the lung function for the patient. And now, because we're able to do this operation using very small incision, which causes less trauma to chest wall, patient has less chance of having significant pain. Their lung function is much better. So in these patients, and after the surgery is done and then lung sealed up and there's no significant complication from the surgery and patient's breathing is under control and pain is under control, we remove these drains and give them an option to go home same day. And some patients, because their family, you know, necessity, that sometimes these patients are the only sole provider for medical care for their loved ones, or they live very far away. Or some people just cannot handle staying in a bed, a hospital bed. They choose to go home. And this really has transformed how we practice at Northwestern. From having patients wait and bounce around from weeks and months, waiting for all these tests to be done and so forth, we're able to combine from the diagnosis, treatment, and discharge all in one day.
It's fantastic. Dr. Kim, I mean, you know, with hospitals being overcrowded, with there not being enough doctors and staff, with delays in healthcare, in order to speed up the process, that's life-saving. And then, like you said, post-op complications, without needing a lobectomy, without needing larger incisions, you're saving on a lot of post-hospital or post-discharge sequelae. It's fantastic, and I'm glad that you and your team are doing this. So you get an A-plus for me. I mean, that's my grade, A-plus. One thing I've been very excited about.
Thank you very much.
I've been frustrated that it took this long to finally have CT scans, low-dose radiation CT scans for screening. Talk to us about now how we finally have better screening for lung cancer.
Right. I mean, so years we knew that doing a low-dose CT scan in a high-risk patient and detecting these lung cancer early saves lives. Mm-hmm. Imagine, you know, majority of the patient, if they develop symptoms such as cough or shortness of breath, and they get imaging and get worked up, majority of patients will come in with either stage 3 or 4 cancer, not stage 1 cancer. And as you know, once the cancer already spread beyond where the lung is, into the lymph node, into other organs, chance for completely eradicating and curing is significantly less. And so that's why for years, the 5-year survival, which is the indices for how effective the treatments are, has stayed relatively flat around anywhere from 15 to 18%. But more recently, but the positive outcome is that I think it's due to the lung cancer screening program where we're detecting the lung cancer earlier, advancement of surgery, and then advancement of medical therapy such as a immunotherapy or targeted therapy. All these patients are living longer now. There's a trend towards improving survival where the latest data shows about 22% five-year survival on all comers. You may say that's not a lot, but in a treatment area where nothing really has been greatly success, there was not greatly success to reduce overall incidence of morbidity and mortality, this is a tremendous answer. So if you're able to find early cancer, so meaning that those patients with a high risk of developing lung cancer in people in their 50s to 80s who are active smoker with a 20-pack-year history of smoking or has quit within last 15 days, do get a low-dose CT scan for screening. And if you're able to find it early, then we are able to just do the surgery without any chemotherapy or no radiation. Just with the surgery alone, we could potentially cure it. And the cure rate goes to 80, even sometimes 100%, 99% on these patients. So it's very important. I think I cannot emphasize enough of detecting these things early so that we could actively intervene on that.
So true, so true. We're speaking to Dr. Samuel Kim, thoracic surgeon at Northwestern Medicine. I had a family member die of lung cancer who wasn't a smoker. So, you know, lung cancer, it can affect any of us. Obviously more, you know, people who smoke, but still. You know, COVID obviously complicates matters a little bit. How does this A-plus surgery happen in a COVID patient?
Yes, so whether you have a COVID-19 exposure or a positive test or not, it really hasn't changed a whole lot. So, and this program actually picked up a lot of momentum during the COVID time because patients really did not want to stay in the hospital any longer than they had to, right? And then they didn't want to have their family member come and get exposed. And so during the COVID time, really patients want to go home as soon as possible. And that's why we were able to really perfect it and implement a way that is safe for the patient to go home. Now, so right now, as it is, all the patients who are undergoing surgery for lung cancer get COVID tested 2 days before the surgery. And if you're COVID negative, then you get surgery. If it's positive, then we would postpone the operation probably about 2 weeks until their test comes back negative or they're asymptomatic. And then we'll do the operation. Now, granted, majority, if not all the patients are already vaccinated, but I think these extra steps are a precautionary measure to make sure the safety of not only the patients, but the safety of the staff here. So I say usually the hospital, I say, is the safest place in the COVID time because everybody's vaccinated, everybody wears face masks. And I cannot say the same thing for, the restaurant across the street here. So,
So Dr. Kim, how can people find out more information?
So our website is at www.nm.org/lung, where you could visit our division website, and then you could find more about the surgeons and the program.
That is fantastic. Dr. Kim, thank you and your staff. A-plus, like I said, A-plus all around, and we really appreciate all you do. Thank you so much for coming on. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you very much for having me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This report is brought to you by Cigna. Medicare's annual election period, or AEP, begins October 15th. It allows most people who qualify for Medicare to choose or change their plans. And for those age 65 and older who worry about exposure to COVID-19, there are ways to shop for the best plan without leaving their homes. Gary Culp is a Medicare Advantage expert and chief growth officer at Cigna.
Every fall, Medicare beneficiaries can shop for health benefits that fit their needs for the next year. This is the one time each year when most people who qualify for Medicare can choose or change their plans. They may be able to lower costs, expand their coverage, or both. As the global pandemic continues, it is critical to have comprehensive coverage to stay as healthy as possible all year. There are ways to shop during the annual election period, or AEP, without leaving home. Go online to Medicare.gov or call individual plans to learn more. Several types of coverage are available, so make sure to understand your options and ask plenty of questions.
For more information, visit Cigna.com/Medicare.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the American public is who gets hurt. With all of these decisions that public officials are making, politicians are making, we feel the brunt of it. Whether it's raising taxes on corporations, then corporations stick it to the consumer. Whether it's mandates where you think you're, you know, on the right side of things, going great, I'm safe, I'll get to go into a restaurant, I'll get to go into a hospital, I got my vaccine. Well, when there's a staff shortage because of mandates, or you can't fly to go to your doctor or fly to go and see your family member because of mandates, it affects you. So we're all affected by what's going on, which is why I tell everybody, be careful what you wish for. Sadly, a 7-year-old boy has died in a fire as 26 firehouses have closed down because 2,000 firefighters in New York alone called out sick as a result of the vaccine mandate. And the next public health crisis, which has already started, which we doctors have been kind of telling people about, but nobody wants to listen, is when you start to fire, even if it's a 1% or a 3% of your team or your force or your hospital, when you're already understaffed, it is devastating. When you hear labor delivery units saying, don't bring your pregnant uterus here, we don't have staff. When firehouses have to close and there's a fire, when we have surging crime, and we need our officers, and they are fired, not because of fraud, not because of poor, work ethic. They're fired because they chose not to get an injection. It's going to affect all of us. And I hear people all the time say, yeah, mandate, you know, bring it on, mandate. Okay, well, you know, what happens when you can't get a hospital bed because there's not enough staff? What happens when you're being robbed or held up at gunpoint and there's no cops? Be careful what you wish for. I know everybody wants COVID to go away. I know everybody wants, I get it. I want COVID to go away too, and I'm not mad at people who are mandators. I'm not mad at them. I think everybody's entitled to an opinion. You've done your research. You think that forcing employees to go and get a vaccine works. I respect your opinion. CEOs have said, you see, it worked. We threatened our staff and they got their vaccine. Threats work. I don't want to be in a country where we threaten people. I chose America and I live in America. And my family immigrated to America because of the choice we have. So I don't want to see America lose that, but that's my opinion. If I want you to respect my opinion, I have to respect yours. But what I do want everyone to realize is as you're on the bandwagon, keep in mind and just kind of look two steps ahead of what that sort of world looks like. And does a mandate prevent COVID? Did COVID go down in America because we had the mandate? Some people say we did. I think it was a combination of vaccination, but also because that's kind of what these viruses do. They go in waves. We see them in unvaccinated countries do that. We see them in vaccinated countries. I think we had less deaths because of the vaccine. But I'm not going to credit the mandate for the wave going down because that's just what it does. But I am crediting the mandate if there is going to be a child who dies of a fire because there wasn't enough firefighters that night. I am going to credit the mandate if crime continues to soar, and I'm not the only one. So L.A. Sheriff Alex Villanueva believes he's going to lose 30% of his police officers, and he warned about the dangers to public safety as a result of the officers, and he has urged the board to drop the mandate, saying there was no justification. Staff had until October 1 to provide proof they were fully vaccinated, and then as a result, they will lose their job. 17 million workers at health facilities receiving Medicare or Medicaid are required to be fully vaccinated. If they're not, then those facilities would lose Medicare and Medicaid funding. Yeah, that might be a spanking to the facility, but that hurts you or I. If you or I need to go to a facility using Medicare or Medicaid, we're spanked, whether we get vaccinated or not. If there's crime going up in your area, or your family member is getting raped and nobody is able to come, your being vaccinated didn't protect you against that. That's why we have law enforcement. So thousands have protested against the mandate, and 2,000 fire department in FDNY firefighters took medical leave. Some think that's a protest. Others are like, we're done. A senior official briefed on the vaccination data says over half of the firefighters who have called out sick have never received a single dose of the vaccine. Now, one of you had asked, they're like, wait a second. Then why are people vaccinated calling out? Are they sick? Well, if I had to staff a whole department by myself, or I didn't have backup as a cop, and I was, you know, and I could lose my life because my partner is going to get fired from the leave, there's a lot of vaccinated individuals who are supporting their unvaccinated brethren and sisters throughout all this. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's a lot of protests. We saw that with the Clark County School District. I was told that many teachers and bus drivers, even if they got the vaccine, they still supported those with the walkout. So a lot of vaccinated individuals out there are pro-vaccine but anti-mandate. That's where I fall. And I think there's a lot more of us out there. So de Blasio has spoken up. He says that firefighters and police unions are lying about cop and EMT shortages. 9,000 city workers now are on unpaid leave. And he says people are lying about the numbers. So the deadline for New York City workers was today. 5,500 cops, 3,300 firefighters, and 1,500 sanitation workers are still unvaccinated. 26 firehouses closed. 5 police unions warned last week that New York PD top brass was not prepared for the shortages. De Blasio said, no, they were fine. His term ends December 31st. He says unions are exaggerating the dangers to make people worried. Now, here's the thing. I get that it's all about sensationalism. I get it's all about the headlines. I get it's all about hyperbole. I understand that. But if I heard that one cop had to call out, I get nervous because we don't have enough cops. Same thing with firefighters. You tell me that thousands called out. You could lie about the number or not. That's frightening to me. So people say, yeah, Dr. Dahlia, but is it really a public health crisis, you know, if the mandate causes people to, you know, get fired? Well, look at what happened with the airlines. Somebody having to sleep on the floor of an airport because thousands of flights got canceled, and them not getting home to their medication or to their doctor or to their job or their family. To me, I don't think that's the healthiest scenario. A hospital that doesn't have enough staff, so people don't have a bed, or they have to stay in the ER and sit and wait because they don't have a critical care nurse that can take care of them, or a doctor that can take care of them. I think that's a risk. How many medical offices found issues when one or two people got sick during flu season? Some would mandate the flu shot, others would not. But losing two people on a floor is serious stuff. And we're talking about hundreds, we're talking about thousands. And here's the thing, the vaccine immunity wanes. This isn't, guys, get the vaccine and then be good. And then you are good for life. So are boosters the next thing to be mandated? Well, as we're going to talk about in the next hour, it looks like yes. So you're getting the vaccine might not be enough. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.